Seven people.
感谢主。
Praise God for that.
大家说阿门。
Amen.
好，现在我们打开罗马书。
Now we turn the book of Romans.
最后一章。
The last chapter.
罗马书第十六章。
Romans the 16th.
我们要从第七节开始。
Reading from verse number 7.
罗马书第十六章。Yeah. 我们从第六节开始。
Number 6.
又问玛利亚，她为你们多受劳苦，又问我亲属与我一同坐牢的安多尼古和尤尼亚安，他们在使徒中是有名望的，也是比我先在基督里。第八节，又问我在主里面所亲爱的安伯里安。我们就读到第七节来了，大家一同读第六第又问玛利亚，他为你们多受劳苦，又问亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和尤尼亚，他们在使徒中间是有名望的，也是比我先在基督里的。好，我们就等到这个地方。我们再次低头祷告。主啊，你已经赐福我们以往所有的聚会，求主照样赐福今晚的聚会。所有到你面前来的人，求你开通我们的耳朵，你给我们饥渴慕义的心，使我们悟性明白所听得到。奉主耶稣基督的名求的，阿门。我们上个礼拜特别提到亚基拉的居拉。
Last week, especially mentioned about Aquila and Priscilla.
这是一对夫妇。
It's a couple.
这是用他们勤劳的工作养活自己生活的。
A couple who work very hard and sustain their own livelihood.
保罗与他们在一起。
And Paul was together with them.
投奔他们。
And also visit them.
保罗一面努力传道。
On the one hand, Paul worked very hard to preach.
一面亲手做工。
On the other hand, with his own hand he worked.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为保罗知道这世界的人需要耶稣。
Because Paul knows that the pure world needs the gospel.
不是耶稣需要我们。
Not that Jesus needs us.
问题是我们需要耶稣，但我们没有感觉到。我们需要耶稣。
The question is, we need Jesus, but we don't feel the need.
所以呢，我们没有人是自动的主愿的这个力量要来寻找耶稣。
So no one will take initiative and come and search after Jesus.
所以这就是传道工作最困难的地方。
And that's the most difficult point about preaching the gospel.
人需要主。
People need the Lord.
但是需要主的人不感到需要主。
But the one who need the Lord do not feel that they need the Lord.
需要主的人又反对主。
The one who didn't oppose the Lord.
在我的神学里面，这个叫做福音的反合词。
In my theology, that's called a paradox of the gospel.
一面需要，一面反抗。
On the one hand, they need; on the other hand, they oppose.
等什么时候人才知道他需要耶稣
？After what state would you feel that they need Jesus?
等他真正得救以后
，When after they truly are saved,
他才知道原来信主这么好。
Then they will know that it's so good to be a Christian.
信主这么重要。
It is so important to be a Christian.
但是为什么从前他没有这个感觉
？Why in the past they never feel so?
因为他从前是自由中间自己蒙蔽自己，看不见灵魂的重要性。
Because in the past they are blinded in sin, never see the importance of the soul.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章说
，So Paul in Second Corinthians 4 he says，
就是不信的人被世界的王弄瞎了他们的心眼。
These unbelievers have been blinded their eyes by the king of the world.
所以他们没有看见他们真正的情形。
So they do not see their real situation.
大概当我十七岁的时候
，When I was 17,
我读一篇文章。
I was reading an article.
他说在南美洲亚马逊河的区域里面。
And that is a tributary or a Amazon River in South America.
有一种病是很特别的。
This kind of disease is special.
这种病呢是叫做巨水病。
It's called a phobia of water.
或者恐水病。
A water phobia disease.
当他们身体最需要水的时候，是他们看到水就最惊怕的。
When the body needs the water the most, when they see the water, yet they're frightened.
所以他们一看到水，他们就逃跑。
So when they see the water, they run away.
他们就抗拒。
And they oppose it.
一面需要水，一面怕水。
So on the one hand they need the water, on the other hand they are afraid of the water.
结果这些人为什么死了？
This kind of people, why is it they die?
是因为缺乏水而死。
Because they are lacking of water.
那么你把 整杯的水放在那。
So when it took the whole cup of water to them,
他没有办法吃，因为他怕水。
They cannot drink it because they are phobia of it.
所以他一面需要，一面抗拒。
So on the one hand they need, on the other hand they oppose.
人在上帝的面前也是这样。
Man before God is the same.
人最需要的不是钱。
What men need the most is the money.
虽然人很需要钱。
Even though men truly need money.
人最需要的不是食物。
What the men need the most is the food.
虽然人很需要食物。
Even though men need food.
耶稣基督说，人活着不是单靠食物。
Jesus said, "Man lives not by food alone."
那是靠上帝口里说出的一切。
But by the word that utter from the mouth of God.
人最需要的是真理。
What the men need the most food.
最需要的是生命的方向。
They need the direction of life.
最需要的是与神产生的关系。
They need to have relationship with God.
最需要的是赦罪的平安。
What they need is the peace of forgiveness of sin.
最需要的是灵魂的救恩。
What they need is the salvation of the soul.
永生的盼望。
And the hope of eternity.
但是我们看不见这些。
But we cannot see all these things.
我们只看见那些芝麻绿豆大的小事。
We only see many things.
所以我们就一天一天浪费掉了。
So day by day we wasted away.
有一天我们发现我们浪费太多时间在不重要的事情。我们已经年老了，所以呢我老大的徒伤悲。这是有经验的人都知道的，是许多做父母的人，他对还不懂事的小孩子强迫一定要读书，一定要读书。你不是我去打你，小孩子不是为了爱读书，是为了怕打不得不读书。所以等孩子长大了，
So when this student grows old,
他真的很有学问。
When they are knowledgeable,
他发觉别人没有学问这么可怜的时候，
they find it so pitiful for others who have no knowledge.
他就开始纪念从前母亲打他。
Then they start to remember how the mother beat them for that.
好在我有个这样严格的家长。
It was fortunate I have a very strict home.
没有我，在我还没有荒废我年龄的时候。
And even before that, I wasted my day in life.
已经有权威指导我不要浪费时间。
My parents have your authority to guide me not to waste my time.
那么这是每个人都知道的事情。
Everybody knows about this.
谁不知道呢？
Who doesn't know?
就是还不懂事的小孩子不知道。
It is those kids who do not have knowledge.
但是不要紧，他以为长大会知道。
But never mind, when they grow old, they also know.
我每一年呢，
Every year,
都跟人谈话的中间，
when I talk to people,
至少听到一二十次比较年大的人他们懊悔为什么年轻的时候没有好好读书。
I've at least listened to 10 or 20 times those who are old regret that why they never study well when they're young.
那你没有读书，你损失的你不知道。
So when you never study, you lose something you never realize.
但这还是比较次要的事情。
But this is of secondary importance.
更重要的事情是
What's more important is
你没有足，你损失多少，你更可怜。哦，你不知道。
Without the Lord, how many have lost and yet you do not know?
我们做家长的可以逼孩子读书。
That we as parents, we can force our children to study.
但是做基督徒的不能逼非基督徒信主。
But a Christian cannot force a non-Christian to believe.
是很困难。
So it is so difficult.
是保罗传福音的。
So Paul, when he was preaching,
他知道人需要福音。
He knew that man needs the gospel.
他又知道人不感到。人需要福音，所以他要苦口婆心。
So he took to the system.
为人的榜样。
So that he set example for them.
尽心尽力。
And try their very best.
费他的心思口舌。
And spend their effort and energy.
劝人信主。
To exhort people to believe.
劝人信主不是一件容易的事。
It is not easy to exhort people to believe.
有时我们付代价。
Sometimes we pay the price.
我们祷告。
We pray.
我们用许多的心思。
We use many mind and spirit.
遭到人家轻看反对。
But yet people despise and oppose us.
所以如果非基督徒。
So if the non-Christian.
看到基督徒不像样。
What the true Christians are not good Christians.
他就有借口我不要信主。
Then they have the excuse of the belief.
所以我们一面领人信。
So on one hand we bring people to Christ.
一面的非常谨慎做。
On the other hand we must be careful how we behave.
保罗传福音的时候。
When Paul was preaching.
他更不要非基督徒出一块钱。
All the more he doesn't want a non-Christian even to offer a dollar.
免得那他们以为是他们养活传道人，不是传道人给他们生命，是他们给传道人生活。
They said they thought that they are the one who provide for a livelihood, not the one who preach to provide a life.
所以保罗就自当很
Paul make was chemical.
做苦工
and to labor.
赚到了钱，一方面买面包。
So on the one hand, money he earned, he is the same.
一方面买船票。
And on the one hand, he buy tickets.
到别的地方。
Because other places.
去再传。
And go and preach again.
所以保罗就寄居，就投奔在亚基拉、不基拉下面。
So then Paul leave and visited Priscilla and Aquila.
啊，保罗这种。伟人模范的生活，这种尽心竭力荣耀主的榜样，就感动了亚基拉以弗所
以，
所以当信徒看见有这种伟大的传道，
so when the saints see that this is a great preacher,
有这种高尚品德的传道人
such a noble preacher,
他们内心的深度就受感动。
In the heart they were so touched.
当一个人灵性受感动。
When a person is spiritually touched,
他就慢慢长进去了。
Then you will grow.
我们的信心怎么长大？
How do we grow in our faith?
我们的灵性怎么长大？
How does spirituality grow?
当我们看到真正的事。
When you see true events,
他们听到真实的道
When you hear true word of God,
见到真诚的人
When you witness honest people,
我们容易受感动
Then easily we have been touched,
我们容易长大
Easily that we grow,
有很多基督徒
There are many Christians,
灵性一直长不大
The spirituality never grow,
原因是什么呢
Why?
没有真诚真理真实的见证在他们
There is no honest and true witness among them.
现在你们做父母的听我讲一段话
So those of parents just listen to me to this message.
怎样教孩子才会好
How will you teach children so they behave well?
只有一个简单的秘诀
Only one secret symbol.
你不懂教育学不要紧
Even though you don't know about education philosophy, it's okay.
没有教孩子的经验也不要。
You don't have the speed of teaching your kids, it's okay.
你学问不够，孩子比你更有学问也不要。
Even though you have not knowledge for yourself, it's more knowledge, it's okay.
有一件事可以做，只做父母的有足够本钱教育他的。
There's one thing that make yourself qualified to teach children.
你们要不要知道这个秘诀啊？要不要？真真实实做人。
Truly behave yourself.
不要虚假。
Don't be hypocrite.
不要骗孩子。
Don't cheat your children.
不要诡诈。
Don't be cunning.
不要用权威。
Do not use authority.
不要玩手段。
Do not be wicked.
你真正的
truly
诚诚实实
honestly
尽心竭力
and try your very best
很坦白地
very openly
把你自己的生命摆在儿女面前
put your life before your children.
家是一个这个非常透明的
home is a very transparent place.
一个礼拜见一次牧师。看他穿西装
If one week you visit or you see your pastor once they put on the coat
你不知道他的家怎么样
You don't know how his home is
但是师母是最知道牧师的
But then the wife of the pastor knows the pastor
牧师的孩子最知道父母的
The children of the pastor know the parents
越亲近
The most intimate they are
我们常常越看见别人的缺点
We see people's weaknesses
最亲近的人
And the closest people
就是自己家里的人
Your own home people
在自己家里的人
When they stay in their own household
我们彼此很诚实的相待
Very honestly we deal with each other.
每件事真真实实
For everything you want to deal with honestly,
那么孩子一定受感动
Then the children will be touched.
他们一定长大得很好
They will grow up well.
所以做父母的
so as parents,
你单单听懂这句话你就一生受益无穷
If you want to understand this statement, your whole life will be profitable.
教育最重要的内容
the content, the most important content of education,
就是真正的人格所有的经历
That is experience of a true personality
The true experience of the true personality is the foundation and the biggest content and the biggest model for education
真实的人格真实的经验可以成为你教导孩子最好的基础
所以我相信保罗投奔亚基拉不基拉的日子
I truly believe the days when Paul visited and lived with Priscilla Aquila
因为他们活在一起
because they were living together
看见保罗这种伟大的人
they see such a mighty personality with Paul
他们大受感
they were so touched
所以保罗讲一句话
Paul said that
当我受苦的时候
when I suffered myself
当我受逼迫的时候
when I was persecuted
当我遇到患难的时候
when I faced difficulties
他们连把景象放在这个剑的下面也置之度外
they even are prepared to risk their life
他为我的命
for my life
把自己的景象都置之度外
they're prepared to risk their life
这表示真正效忠真正爱保罗的人 就是他们。
Meaning they are the ones who are loyal and also love the poor.
感谢上
帝。Praise God.
如果人与人之间
，If man and man
有真正诚实、纯正动机的感情
，If there's emotion that come from true motive，
那是非常宝贵。
That's very precious.
今天的社会充满虚假
，Today in a society that makes hypocrisy，
充满面具
，And few also with mask，
充满许多的装饰
，Few also with decoration。
所以呢，人与人之间的关系都不是真正的。
So interpersonal relationships are not true。
愿你为人牺牲是没有的。
For those who are prepared to sacrifice for others，
愿你利用人、敲诈人是很多的。
And for those who want to make use of others，
所以我每次讲到谈到这些
，So every time when I talk about this，
我就很感动。
I'm touched。
我相信世界上也有一些人
，I truly believe that in the world that people，
他们看到这个时代还有真实传道的人
，When they see that in this world there are still true preachers，
所以他们常为传道人祷告
，So truly they pray frequently，
甚至把自己的生命置之度外，也再不信
，Even they are prepared to risk their life for these preachers。
感谢上
帝 ，Praise God。
那么保罗讲完了亚基拉伯基拉以后
，When Paul has finished talking about Aquila and Priscilla，
于是要问候在他们家里面的教会安。
Send a greeting to the church that they meet in their home。
这表示亚基拉、伯基拉已经变成一个可以服侍主、可以成为牧养别人，在家中开放，让人在他家中信主，变成家庭教会的主人。
Which means Priscilla and Aquila are really now well equipped and also be the owner of the home that can serve and minister to others in the church。
你们基隆不来听我讲到的。
You know, in Kuala Lumpur, when they come to listen to this sermon,
有的从 PJ 来
，some come from PJ，
有的从斯兰国来
，some from Selangor，
有的从 Klang 来
，some from Klang，
有的从卡江来
，some from卡江，
有的从布宗来
，some from布宗，
有的从格邦来
，some from 格邦。
那还有很多的甘邦我不知道。
Many many places which I don't know。
如果你们这么多的人
，if so many people，
每一个家都变成一个教会
，if every home become a church，
每个教会都有二十个人的话
，and also if every church has 20 people，
那么我讲完道以后
，You see, after my preaching，
影响就不单单这些。
Then my influence will not be exclusive。
家庭教会兴起
，the household church will grow，
如雨后春笋一样。
So then it will spring out like a sort of。
就在罗马帝国是很重要的。
And this in the Roman Empire is important。
罗马帝国是很怕有人称耶稣为主。
The Roman people, Roman Empire, afraid people acknowledge Jesus as Lord。
谁口称耶稣为主，他们就要被杀头。
Whoever acknowledge Jesus as Lord, they will be hated。
但是家庭教会可以变成更封闭的、更隐私的，在侍奉上。
But then the home church could be more hidden to serve the Lord。
所以将有许许多多的人。
So there are many many people。
他们就借助弟兄开放家庭认识耶稣基督。
Through the opening of the home by brothers they receive Christ。
上帝一展出去。
So God's word extended now。
感谢上帝。
Praise God。
保罗问安了这几个人以后。
And after Paul said greeting to these few people。
他接下去他讲什么呢
？And what did he say continually？
他说：“现在我要问玛利亚。”
Send greeting, greet Mary.
他为你们多受劳苦。
Who worked very hard for you?
那这玛利亚是谁呢
？Who is this Mary?
那个是耶稣的妈妈。
And Jesus' mother.
啊，你以为你知道了
？You thought you know?
我告诉你，圣经里面玛利亚一共有六个。
You know there are six Marys in the Bible.
啊，这一个绝对不是耶稣的妈妈。
And this absolutely is not the mother of Jesus.
所以你以为知道你就知错了。
So if you thought you know, you know wrongly.
至于玛利亚。
But this Mary, which Mary is?
换句话说，除了耶稣的妈妈玛利亚以外，还有五个玛利亚。
Which means other than the mother of Jesus, Mary, there are five more Mary.
但是这一个玛利亚到底是这五个里边哪一个玛利亚
？But then this Mary among all the five, which one is?
保罗没有讲。找这个玛利亚是为罗马的基督徒受过苦的玛利亚。
But at least this Mary is one who suffered for the sake of the church of Rome.
所以这个玛利亚是谁不要紧。
Who is this Mary? We don't say first.
这个玛利亚的灵性就变成我们的榜样。
But then the spirituality of this Mary becomes our example.
为圣徒肯受苦。
He is the one who worked very hard for the sake of the saints.
不是为一个圣徒，为许多圣徒。
Not for one, the saints.
但为你们。
They for your sake
受了许多苦
，for your sake she suffered，
所以他为你们多受劳苦
，and she worked very hard for you。
这劳苦什么意思呢
？Very work very hard，
就要你多做分外之工
，want to do extra work，
为了服侍别人
in order to serve others.
今天我们看见教会有两种人。
Today we see the church that two kind of people.
一种是一天到晚等人服侍的基督徒。
One time, day and night, they waited for people to serve them.
因为他们什么怎么做的自己的事情搞不清楚。
Because they don't know clear about what they should do.
他们一个人的事情怎么做都做不完。
Even their own personal thing, they cannot finish.
所以这种基督徒可能盼望他抽时间的服侍别人。
For this kind of Christian, you cannot expect yourself to help others.
第二。是那种搞定自己的事，还分发时间出来去服侍别人。那么这些人，他们可以帮人的忙，做人的事，解人的愁，代替人服侍，代替人受艰难，代替人疲累，代替人受艰苦的对待。那么说怎么可能呢？
你
说这一定
This must go for lazy nothing to do.
为什么你没带劲
Nothing to do, you see?
没有事情做才会帮助别人。其实不一样的。
No.
所以我现在跟你谈点人生哲学。
So I want to talk to you about the philosophy of life.
什么人生就是
What the philosophy of life?
就是忙。
Busy?
忙。
Busy?
你听过人讲我很忙，听过没有？
Have you heard people say they're never busy?
有没有啊？有没有听过我很忙这句话呢？
I'm busy, you heard? Have you heard?
我告诉你，
I tell you,
你不但听过，你常常讲。
Not only did you heard, many times you say.
你常常对人家说很忙。
You tell people I'm busy.
我很忙。
I'm busy.
其实讲我很忙的这三个字的人不一定很忙。
Actually, for those who say they're busy, they may not be busy.
但他讲我很忙的意思是说，请你不要让我帮忙。
But when they say I'm busy, do not trouble me to help you.
他讲我很忙的意思就是我不要帮忙你。
They say I'm busy, which means I'm not going to help you.
因为我自己很忙。
Because I myself am busy.
那么真正很忙的人
，So for those who are fully busy,
是不是常常感到自己很忙的
？Would they manage to feel that they are busy?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
我这个感受。
My personal feeling
是从十七八岁的时候开始就悟出来的。
At the age of 17 or 18, I start to understand this.
因为在音乐历史里面
，Because
有两个最伟大的近代的这个鼻祖。
There were very two contemporary this founder.
第一个叫做 Johann Sebastian Bach.
The first one is Johann Sebastian Bach.
第二个叫做 George Frederick Handel.
George Frederick Handel.
两个人都是德国人。
Both are German.
两个人都生在同一年。
Both are born.
生的是相差两个礼拜。
And also only 2 weeks difference.
都是1685年生。
And also 1685.
巴哈生在埃斯纳。
巴哈生在埃斯纳。
Handel 生在 Hanover。
Handel 生在 Hanover。
住在 Halle。
Stay in Halle。
那么他们两个人都是德国人。
They are both German。
他们都活了相当长的寿命。
And also they live for a long age。
巴哈活了59岁。
巴哈
活
了59。
对不起，15加上50，65岁。
65, sorry。
Handel 活了74岁。
Handel lived under 74。
两个人都是巴洛克时代最伟大的复音乐的大师。
Both are the great composer in the Baroque time。
Baroque polyphonic music。
Baroque polyphonic music。
两个都影响全世界。
And both influence the whole world。
两个都很敬畏上帝。
Both are pious。
两个年老的时候都瞎眼。
Both when they get old, they were blind.
两个瞎眼的时候都给医生开刀。
And both also operated by the doctor when they were blind.
替两个开刀的同一个医生。
And the same doctor they all operated on the two.
开刀有两个都不成功。
And also two were successful.
两个死的都是瞎眼。
And both of them died blind.
这两个人一生从来没有见过面。
But they never meet each other for their whole life.
曾经约定了两次见面。
And they make appointment to meet twice.
约了见不到。
But they didn't meet each other.
其中有一次是巴哈到的时候比约定时间迟了一天，大概他忘记转手表。
And there was once when Bach came to appointed time, but that he was late by one day.
Handel 看他迟到就跑掉。
Handel said he was late.
所以到死没有见到。
So until they get down, they did not meet.
音乐家的故事从我很年轻的时候影响我一生。
So when I was still very young, I was influenced by the musicians.
这两个人不同在哪里
？What's the difference of these two persons?
巴哈结婚。
Bach when he got married.
Handel 不结婚。
Handel did not.
巴哈结两次
Bach got married twice.
因为第一个妻子死了，他在娶他的表妹。
The first wife died, then he married the cousin.
Handel 没有结过婚。
Heather did not get married.
巴拉结婚生了很多孩子。
Heather got married and also got many children.
Heather 没有结婚，所以没有孩子。
Heather did not get married, that's why he had no children.
那么请问，这两个人
，I want to ask for these two persons.
应该来说
，reasonably，
哪一个更忙
？Who is more busy？
你们不回答。
Never answer me.
哇，因为你很忙，所以哪一个更忙？
Which one will be more busy?
巴哈几个孩子你知道
吗？ 巴哈的children do you know?
18个。
18。
哦，一年一个变楼梯一样。
Every year one is like a step.
巴哈18个孩子。
And Bach have 18 children.
各个音乐天才大到一个地步。
Everyone is so musically talented.
分给他们一个乐器一个乐器就变成音乐队出来。
They were given one instrument to become an orchestra.
Handel 呢？
Handel
孤然一生。没有妻子
no wife,
没有孩子、
no、children,
那么巴哈呢、
Bach?
什么事情就告诉人家你问我太太你问我太太
For everything, ask my...
这就是要怎么样你问我太太
And people ask what I would do with this, ask my wife.
他的太太一定是很了不起
So the wife must be one who is very great.
有一天他太太死了
One day the wife died.
人家问说那要选哪一种棺材
And people say what kind of coffin to choose.
他一面上一面回我不懂你去问我太太
He was very sad, ask my wife.
他太太死了，人家问他要选什么棺材，他说：“你问我太太。
The wife, ”The wife is really dead, and people ask what coffin you want to choose. They ask my wife.
如果他们真的问他的太太说要这种棺材，他们吓死了。
If they were to ask the wife and say what kind of coffin, they would be frightened to death.
那么这两个人
，So for these two persons,
一个整家大一大堆
，But the four family is so big.
一个孑然孤单一生
，One is alone.
后来我在想。音乐，
把的 music
跟 Handel 写的音乐
，and as the music of Handel，
哪一个更多呢
？Which one has both？
啊，哪一个更多呢？因为巴哈很忙，孩子这么多
，because busy got so many children。
Handel 没有结婚，时间多一点
，marry here more time，
所以做的更多
，so he compose more，
是不是成龙的
？Is that so？
对不对啊？两个都一样多
，equally
多的不得了。
Equally in quality.
而且不但如此
Not only so,
可能巴哈写的比 Handel 多
Maybe Bach has written more as compared to Handel.
你把贝多芬
Beethoven you say
的音乐
His music
跟这个莫扎特的音乐加起来
And put together with Mozart's music
可能不能比个 Handel
Can't even compare with Haydn.
你把 Haydn 音乐、贝多芬的音乐、莫扎特的音乐加起来
You put Mozart, Haydn and Beethoven's music together
不能比一个巴哈
You cannot compare to Bach.
你把巴哈、贝多芬、Handel 加起来
If you put Bach, Beethoven, Mozart and Haydn
不能比一个 Telemann.
Cannot compare with Telemann.
所以我想这些人到底哪里来的时间呢、哦、
So I see this girl, where to get the time?
每一个人都只有一天24个钟头
Everyone has 24 hours a day.
有没有人你一天24个钟头我一天240个钟头
Who was saying that you have 25 or like 2040?
没有这样的事情
No.
大家时间一样多
Everybody has equal time.
大家一样要刷牙要洗脸要洗澡要穿衣服
Everyone have to brush, have to put on clothing, have to eat, have to sleep.
为什么很多人很忙很忙那些一天到晚讲我很忙的什么事情做不成
And for those who are there and they say busy they never accomplish a thing.
那些做很多事的事情都是在最忙的时候在做出别人不能做出
But for those who are truly busy in the business they do things people cannot do.
所以这件事是我几十年想不清楚
So this thing for decades, I cannot understand.
So later
on, I understood.
原来上帝叫我想这些，就叫我做一个忙的不得了，我不感到自己忙的。
So God want me to think through all these things, so I kind of blind man who is busy, but never know that I'm busy.
所以这几年
，So for this year,
我学会一件事
，I learned one thing.
多么忙
，No matter how busy I am,
不慌不忙
，But I don't, I'm not confused.
多么累
，No matter how tired I am,
还不怕累。
I'm not sure of
time. 多么多事情
No matter how many things they come to me.
还有时间再做事情
I still have time to do more.
怎么可能
How is it possible?
这是神奇
It's a miracle.
这很奇怪
It's something amazing.
现在弟兄姊妹
My dear friends.
是我们每个人
So each and every one of us.
要爱惜我们的宝贝
We must love our time.
一个人的生命丰盛不丰盛
A person's life whether it's rich or not.
Do you have an abundant life? 哦，你
有丰盛生命啊，
有丰盛生命的人。
You have abundant life。
跟没有丰盛生命的人。
As to one who doesn't have abundant life。
不同在哪里
？What's the difference？
请你注意啊。
Pay attention。
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
我来是叫人得生命。
I come so that others may have life。
而且得了更丰盛。
Having more abundant。
丰盛跟不丰盛生命在哪
？Abundant and non-abundant。
不同在，你只能顾自己。或者你还能分给别人顾别人。
The difference is that you only take care of yourself, or you can share your life with others.
你只能供应自己。
Can you only provide for yourself?
或者还能供应更多更多。
Or can you provide even for more people?
就在这里。
That lies the difference.
有一次我撞车。
There was one I had a car accident.
我从前坐摩托车曾经撞三次。
In the past, I ride a motorcycle. I have got accident for three times.
那我年轻的时候坐。做老师赚的钱很少。
So when I was young, I was a teacher. I didn't make much money.
骑脚车给太阳晒得半死。
And to put on a bicycle, I'm so afraid of sun.
这一淋下。
And also the rain also.
在路上发抖。
So I tremble on the road.
等到衣服干了，再到别的学校再去教。
So when my this clothes get dry, I go to another school again.
后来有一点钱买一个小小摩托车。
So when I got a little bit of money, I bought a motorcycle.
我快乐的不得了。
So I was so happy.
那摩托车没有这个没有 horn 的。
And without horn, that motorcycle.
要一个喇叭 ，give up, give up.
They have a hood.
所以呢，变的人就跑。卖豆腐的来了。我那个时候这样做传道。所以用摩托车去探访。轮胎爆了。在路上补轮。再爆了再补轮。我记得我的后轮补过八次。也没有钱买新的轮胎。但我心里非常快乐。
There was joy in me.
当我年轻的时候。
So when I was young.
就这样做，因为坐摩托车后来三次撞车。
So because I was riding on my motorcycle, I had three accidents.
后来撞车以后呢
？After the accident.
不能动，因为一动就整个房子震动。
Because the whole room was shaking.
后来我才知道，这个叫 brain concussion.
This is called brain concussion.
我第一次脑震动。
The first time when I brain concussion.
是1965年。
1965.
我就40天不能动。
So for 40 days, I couldn't move.
第二次脑震动。
The second brain concussion.
1968年。
1968.
我就31天不能动。
31 days, I couldn't move.
第三次脑震动。
The third brain concussion.
是1973年。
1973.
那一次我就16天不能动。
16 days, I couldn't move.
所以进步了，越动越稳了。
See, I improved because the more concussion I had, the more less days I cannot move.
我今天没有死啊。
And today I'm not dead.
是上帝恩典。
It's by grace of God.
几次就在天堂门边，上帝说回去吧。
Because a few times I was at the door of the sky of heaven, God said, "Go back, go back."
所以我死不成。
So I did not die.
那亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。My dear brothers and sisters.
第二次。
The second time.
我躺在医院。
I was lying on the hospital.
洗脸要别人洗。
People got to wipe my face for me.
刷牙让别人刷。
Even brush my teeth for me.
我不能动。
I couldn't move.
一动就昏。
I moved, I will feel fainted.
如果不好好照顾，就永远不能再活得好了。
If I do not take care of myself well, I cannot live well.
有一个晚上，我眼泪流出来。
There was one night my tear rolls down. I thought of one thing.
我这个生龙活虎的人。
I one who so lively.
不懂疲倦的。
And so energetic.
可以帮助人做很多事情。
That can help people to do many things.
怎么今天变成一个连洗脸都要别人帮助我？
How come today I become someone to wipe my face for me?
我很辛苦。
I suffer.
我大病的时候我就哭出来。
So then I have a tears rolling down.
那时候我就想了这一件事情。
So then this word came to me.
你平常的生命是丰盛的。
And your only life you are abundant.
你病倒的生命是贫穷。
But when you're sick, you're weak.
你贫穷可以扶持人，衰人。
In the past, you can hold people's hand and lead people.
现在你一步一步让人牵着你走。
But now people got to lead in your hand step by step.
今天教会的基督徒有两种。
Today,
一种是常常能为人受劳苦的。
One are those who can labor for the sake of others.
一种是一天到晚等人来服侍他。
And the other one is day and night waiting for people to serve them.
如果没有打电话，没有探访，没有催，你都不知道明天是礼拜天要做礼拜。
People never call you, never ask you, never know that even tomorrow is Sunday.
但是等到有一天。
But one day,
你生命丰盛了以后呢？
When you become abundant in your life,
你自动的会读圣经。
And initiatively you can read the Bible.
你自己会祷告。
You will pray for yourself.
你自己爱听到。
You
无论多远有好的聚会，你会找时间去参加。
No matter how far it is, the meeting is your goal.
你不
only you yourself believe.
你主动的受激励。
You want to take active action.
打电话劝人信主。
And exhort people to believe.
所以你的生命不是受的生命。
So your life is not in a receiving end.
你的生命变成施的生命。
But what a giving end.
耶稣说施比受更有
益。Jesus is more blessed to give than to receive.
今天我问自己。
Today I want to ask myself.
或者施，如果我们今天还是要人照顾，要人帮助，要人对催逼，要人境界，我们才懂得自爱的话，我们是受的生
命。
如果我们是一个能够劝勉别人，带领别人，能够感动别人，能够引导人到处别人，我们还是施的生命。就施的生命才是丰盛
的。
保罗说为我问玛利亚安，他为你们多受劳苦。这个玛利亚原来在可能是耶路撒冷，现在变成在罗马，为人劳苦的。罗马是个大城，
Roman is a big city.
所以要服侍的人一定多得不得。
There are many people that she can serve.
这个玛利亚已经预备好自己。
She already prepared herself.
变成为千万人服侍多受劳苦的一个生。
So that she can have a life to serve many, many people.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
如果有一天我们到天上。
If there's one day we go to heaven.
就问你，你得救了没有？
And God will ask, have you, are you saved?
你说我得救。
Yes, I'm saved.
到天上去的时候。
Of course, when you go to heaven.
就问你，你为多少人劳苦过？
The Lord will ask, how hard have you worked for how many people?
多少人从你身上得过帮助？
How many people from you have been helped?
多少人从你身上分享生命？
How many from you have been shared with your life?
那你要怎么回答？
How are you going to answer her?
所以求主今天，
May God today
用这句话来勉励我。
Using this word to encourage us.
不是你要问候马大，因为他为多人受劳苦。
Not that you want to greet Martha because she suffered for many people.
在约翰福音，我们都知道马大、路加、约翰，我们都知道。
You know, in the book of John, we know about Luke, we know about this Martha.
但这里提的是玛利亚。
But he mentioned Mary.
是不是就是抹大拉玛利亚？我不知道。
Magdalene.
很抹大拉，不知道是不是伯大尼的玛利亚，我也不知道。
Is that Bethany's Mary? I don't know.
一定不是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Surely it's not the mother of Jesus.
因为当罗马书被写下来的那一年，玛利亚已经死了。
Because on that day where the epistle of Rome is written, Mary died.
但这个玛利亚是后来兴起的玛利亚。
So it was a Mary who lived later.
年轻的玛利亚。
Young Mary.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
你们都知道前十多不到十多年，大概前几年，印度有个很伟大的南斯拉夫的圣徒死了。
You know there is a great this Yugoslavian died.
你们听过吗 ？Mother Teresa， 听过没有啊？啊
？Mother Teresa，
我们中文叫做德兰修女。
Mother Teresa，
这个人伟大的不得了。
And she is great.
但是个子小的不得了。
But so small in stature.
小小的。
So small in stature.
面孔皱的不得了。
And wrinkled with the face.
怎么一个这样小个子的女人会影响全世界？
A lady with such small stature can influence the whole world.
因为她身体小小，心如大海。
But even though she is small in the stature, the heart is so big.
曾经受她帮助的印度人。
An Indian who have been helped by her,
至少有几千万人。
At least a few tens of millions.
所以一个人在世界只有几十年。
A person living in the world with a decade of life.
到底可以影响几千万人。
That you can influence millions of people.
几乎无可限量。
That is not unmeasurable.
你要祷告。
You must pray to God.
所以你年轻人祷告。
When you're young, you pray.
上帝帮助我。
God help me.
所以我不是一生只懂得找饭吃。
But in a whole life, I'm not just making my own life.
所以我一生不是成为一个能发财的人。
That's the one who wants to make money.
就是我这一生成为使多人蒙福。
But God will use me so that I can channel blessings to many people.
多人受造就。
The many people will build up by me.
因为我一个人曾经活在世界。
Because I myself have lived in this world.
许多人活得更有内容，更有意义。
So that more people will live with more content,
more
meaningful.
那你的生命就有价值。
Then your life has value.
因为一个希特拉。
Because of a Hitler.
世界在他活的时间死了七千万人。
The world because he lived and died with 70 million people.
因为一个毛泽东
because 毛泽东
中国人有差不多7000万人在他的活着的日子里死掉。
China also in his day died with 70 million people.
是死于非命的。
So he died.
现在还没有人敢批评他，除了唐崇荣以外。
So other than Reverend Sun Tong, no one can criticize him.
其实很多人也敢批评他。
A lot of people are dead.
但是传道人很少像我这样。
But preachers seldom like me.
过50年、100年以后。
And after 50 years or 100 years,
中国历史一定会更诚实的写出毛泽东对中国的危害多大。
The Chinese history will write very frankly how much threat Mao Zedong has caused China.
从某一个角度看。
From one perspective,
他是中华民族骄傲起来。
He is the one that makes proud the Chinese.
从另外一个角度看。
From the other angle,
他是许多人不冤冤枉不应该死而死。
He made a lot of people die and wrong against them.
一个人活在世界上。
A person would live in the world.
可以成为千万人的祝福。
He could be a blessing to thousands of people.
也可以成千万人的咒诅。
That could be a curse to thousands of
people. 问题在哪里呢？
Where lies the
problem? 因你的事。
Because of you.
千万人为你劳苦。
People labor for you.
或者你存在
or when you exist,
为千万人劳苦
you labor for thousands of people.
不同在这个地方
That's the difference.
你今天开始立志好不好
Today you make your mind.
上帝啊我听了这个道
God, after I visited the sermon,
我一生要改变
My whole life will be changed.
我人生观要改变
My concept of life will be changed.
我的这个受施的这个觉悟要改变
I understand of this receiving must change.
你给我力量
You give me strength,
我可以帮助
I can help others.
你给我钱财
give me money,
我可以帮助
I can help others.
你给我聪明
give me intelligence,
我可以帮助
I can help others.
你给我智慧
give me wisdom,
你给我恩赐 你给我才干
talent,
你给我环境
also good
你给我知识
and knowledge,
让这些从我身上流出去造就千万
so that all this for me will be outflowing and help others.
那你就变成一个有丰盛生命有丰富供应的生活的
Then you become a one that is abundant in your life, abundantly you will help others.
感谢上
Praise God.
接下去
Here it says,
第七节他又说
Verse number seven says,
又问我亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和尤尼亚安
Greet Andronicus and Julianus, my relatives who have been imprisoned with me.
他们在使徒中是有名望的
They are outstanding among the apostles.
也是比我身在基督里的
and they were in Christ before I was.
请你注意这两个人
These two persons,
是安多尼古跟尤尼亚
Andronicus and Junias
这两个人
These two persons,
除了罗马书16章这一节圣经提过他名字以外
Other than being mentioned in this chapter 16 verse 7 of Rome
全本圣经从来没有提过他们
The whole Bible never mentioned them again.
所以我们根本不知道这两个人是谁。
So we don't know who these two persons are.
但保罗写信的时候特别要问这两个人案。
But when Paul was writing, he wanted especially Greek.
也是要全罗马的教会要特别问他们案。
So that whole of Roman was sent greeting to them.
这两个人是保罗的亲戚。
So they are relatives to Paul.
所以呢，
Paul never mentioned them at all.
但是现在问安话的里面提出来了。
But then in the greeting he greeted them.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们曾经因为一同坐在监牢里。
Because they were together in the prison with
Paul. 哇，这句话很宝贵。
This is precious.
请青年人注意。
Young people pay attention.
你交的朋友。
The friend that you befriend.
你要注意啊。
You must pay attention.
注意听啊。
Pay attention.
有一些人。
Some.
可以共患难。
They can suffer together with you.
不能共富贵。
But they cannot be rich together with you.
另外一种
Another type of people.
可以共富贵。
They can be rich together with you.
不能共患难。
But they cannot be poor and suffer together with you.
你要谨慎。
You must be careful.
朋友是生命之外很重要。
Friends are those who are important other than life.
朋友是人生道路中间很重要。
Friends are important in your life path.
你交朋友。
When you be friendly,
你要谨慎。
You must be very careful.
你交朋友。
When you be friend,
你要挑选。
You must select it.
你交朋友。
When you want to be friend,
你要有智慧。
You must have wisdom.
那么好的朋友
，good friend，
是乐意被人接受做好朋友的才是好的。
Are the one who are willing to be accepted by others to be good friends.
如果你说我要找世界最好的人做我的朋友
，If you say that I want to find the best person in the world to be friend，
那是你找找找找，别人都被你踢开，只找一两个最好的做你的朋友。
So when you try to be friend, you kick away all others, and one or two you pick to be your good friend.
那两个一定是你好朋友，但你一定不是他的好朋友。
But that two will be your good friend, but you will not be the good friend of that two.
因为你死要 要好朋友，你不是要做人的好朋友。
So because you want, just want to have good friends, but you do not want to be good friends with others.
是以受不是以施嘛。
So you want to receive, not to give.
最近有一个人到印尼去住在一个人家里。
Recently, there's a person that go to Indonesia to stay in someone's home.
那个人住在他家，他起先以为有人接待我，节省旅馆费很好。
And initially, the thought that I go there, people accept me in the home is good.
结果住在那个人家，原来那个人从早。九点到晚上十二点，一直跟他谈，我都是谈他家的困难，弄到他一秒钟都不能睡觉。
But day and night, this person talked about his own things so that this friend couldn't even sleep.
第一天还笑脸是啊，第二天笑不出来了。
The first day he was smiling, responded.
因为笑到面皮都酸了。
But the second day he couldn't do that anymore.
后来人来完了。
So he was after the patient.
到第三天打电话到我们那里。
I make a phone call to us.
什么办法救我脱离他？
Is there any way for me to save me from him?
请你注意哦。
Pay attention.
好的朋友。
Good friend.
还没有来的时候。
Before they come.
你很盼望他。
You just long for them to come.
见到的时候。
When you see them.
感到时间很短。
And the time is so short.
走的时候。
When they leave.
你感到很可惜。
You're just so beautiful.
不好的朋友。
My bad friends.
写信给你说我要来了。
So when they wrote a letter, say I'm coming.
你看到信发出糟糕的太阳。
When they see the letter, you tremble.
等到他来的时候。
When they truly come.
来了。
Oh, he has come.
每时每刻不知道怎么度过。
You don't know how to pass the time.
等到他一走的时候。
When they leave.
赞美上主，哈利路亚。
You say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
因为他已经走了。
Where he's left.
所以你要人做你的好朋友吗
？You want people to be your friend.
真正的秘诀。
The true secret is,
就是预备心自己做人的好朋友。
Prepare your heart to be good friend for others.
那么你就容易得到好朋友。
Then you easily get a good friend.
没有舍己。
You want to give up.
没有牺牲。
You want to sacrifice yourself.
没有对别人有利。
You want to profit others.
没有真心帮助人。
A true heart to help others.
没有诚实与人相待。
Honestly, you want to deal with others.
你就没有资格得到好的朋友。
If not, you are not worthy of a good friend.
这要从自发性。
It comes to, for you to take initiative.
主动牺牲性。
Take initiative to sacrifice.
这种悟性成长。
And from understanding, you get it.
那么我们看见。
We see.
保罗说这两个人与我一同坐过监。
Paul says, these two persons have been in prison together with me.
这是亲属。
These relatives.
亲属坐监一同进监牢很不容易。
So relatives to go to a prison together is not easy.
哇，这个亲属有这种亲情。很难的。
And even with this type of affection, with relatives, it's difficult.
很多兄弟相残相杀。
You know, other brothers, they kill each other.
特别是越富贵、越有钱、越有地位的家的孩子们，兄弟常常越没有亲情。
Especially the children of rich homes, they do not have affection for one another.
王死的时候
，When the king died,
几个孩子都抢王位。
So a few of these children want to take this throne.
圣旨遗传下来。
So when the decree came,
大的孩子做王。
His elder son is to be the emperor.
所以第二的是借勾那些军官，试试看把他暗杀掉。
So the second one tried to make faction with the second one.
这中国历史里多得不得了。
So there are many of these events in the Chinese history.
是许多做王的都是篡位做王。
So many of these emperors, they dethroned others to be emperor.
你们在北京王宫如果有机会去看的话
，You know, if you were to go to the palace in Beijing.
在中间的那个宝殿里面。
In the central palace,
有一个皇帝座位的上面有正大光明，是这个乾隆皇帝自己亲笔写的。
And written by 乾隆，一些正大光明。
那个匾额的后面
，You know, with others right behind it,
是存一包秘密的这一个圣旨的地方。
There is a place where they keep the edict.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为自从乾隆以后。
Because after 乾隆，
他们不准人知道死了有谁做皇帝。
They do not allow after the emperor die who wanted to be the emperor.
那皇帝死了以后
，So after emperor die，
宰相，还有其他的大官
，And the prime minister and other officers，
他们一同到那个上面去把那个圣旨拿下来，一开的时候才知道谁可以接替他做王。
They'll come together and open the edict and then know who is the emperor.
这以前不是这样的。
Before that is not that.
还没有死宣讲，唐崇荣死了，李建南代替。
Before even the time they said that Reverend Tong died and Dr. Lee was succeed.
说没有人死以前，大家都恨死他了。你要代替。
So before even the emperor died, everybody hate this person who's going to succeed.
如果你一代替，我就没有份了。
Because if you were to succeed, I'm not there.
所以生杀机的机会多得不得了。
So then there's a motive to kill now.
中国王朝过了几千年
The China dynasty passed on many, many thousand years.
到宣龙皇帝的时候才发现应当用这个办法，不宣布到死。
So it comes to the time of Qianlong, say I never declare, and then until I die.
所以越高位份的家里
，So the hopes of a higher rank.
相残杀的越多。
The possibility then to kill each other is more.
生在穷人家里
，So when I give born in a poor family,
兄弟感情会比较好。
And this brother are more affectionate.
所以你不要说我生的这样穷，妈妈你这样穷，你不要怪他。
Don't blame your mother because you're born in a poor home.
那是神的恩典。
That's God's grace.
如果你妈妈很有钱，可能你早就死了。
Because if your mother was rich, you may die young.
英国的女王叫做 Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth II of UK.
她一生最被一个人骂的就是她自己的妹妹，叫做 Margaret.
For the whole life, she had been scolded fiercely by Margaret, her sister.
Margaret 永远没办法做女王。
Because Margaret, forever, she cannot become a queen.
你坚决把我的这个机位拿去。
It is my elder sister who take away my opportunity.
一直讨厌她姐姐。
And she hated this.
一生讨厌她姐姐。
For the whole life, she hated the
elder. 印尼的麦加瓦蒂总统。
And Megawati president in Indonesia.
几个妹妹妒忌她多了。
And a few sisters also envy her.
常常在报纸上讲话攻击她。
So many times in the newspaper, they want to slander her.
后来前几个就发现几个妹妹都想做总统。
So a few years with this, a few months we discovered that all the sisters want to be president.
都建一个党，都提名自己做总统。
So they want to form a party, they want to be the president.
结果选票出来，他们的党票数少到了令人家哈哈大笑。
But then with this opponent, they feel that they have no vote at all.
这是贻笑大方。
And as a cause, the last thing.
这个世界很多事情为利就没有亲情。
So in this world, the people because of the profit and benefits, there's no affection.
但是这一件事情，你看你有这么伟大的亲情。
But this world, we see such good relatives.
保罗说
，Paul said,
他是我的亲属。
They are my relatives.
他与我一同坐过监牢。
They were together with me in the prison.
哦，很不容易。
It's not easy.
你注意看历史啊。
You pay attention to history.
朱元璋。
朱元璋
当他还没有上台以前
，Before he became the emperor，
许多一同奋斗的人
，Many people who strive together with，
当他坐上宝座的时候
，But when he was up the throne，
就把一同奋斗的元老一个一个杀
，One by one with those elders that are strive，
为什么呢？
The killed，
可以同患难，不能同富贵
，You can suffer together but not in richness together，
很多这样的情。
I love this kind of example.
朱元璋是如此。
朱元璋 is that.
还有许多皇帝都是如此。
Many emperors are like that.
但在上位的时候
，When they become the emperor,
他知道你的功劳也不小，你的功劳不小，既然我一个人做王位，有功的都把他加上罪名，让他们死，使我可以独揽大权。
So these people who strive together with him, he will kill so that alone he will be the emperor.
所以这种朋友
，This kind of friend,
你不要交往。
Don't be friend.
等到你的朋友真正坐上宝座的时候
，So when a friend truly become emperor，
你要有智慧
，You must have wisdom，
快快退位
，You want to retreat，
不要跟他争锋吃醋
，Do not try to be strive with them，
也不要与他变成争个长短
，Don't also don't fight with them，
更不必在他面前功高震主
，Don't also before them boast your merit，
你的功劳震动他的时候。他就震动你的头
，because when you shake them with the merit, he will remove your head.
能共患难的人不一定能共富贵。
Those who can suffer with you cannot be enjoying the prosperity together with you.
智慧人看到富贵来到的时候
，the wise man when he see prosperity comes,
他就退
缩 ，he retreat.
因为钱财是需要的，但是钱财不一定是福气。
But no, you need money, but money may not be a blessing.
相反的。有一些人能够共富贵，不能共患难。
There are people who can enjoy riches together with you, they cannot suffer with you.
所以当你有钱的人
，So when you're rich,
朋友都来了
，You have many good friends.
都与你一同吃
，They will suffer.
对你讲好话
，They have good words.
天天虽然你不是马，他拍你的马屁。
Day and night they want to talk about both of you.
天天讲好话
，They will talk about good about you.
天天称赞你
，And they flatter about you.
使你飘飘然。
So you feel that you're good.
他们要的不是你
，What they want is not you.
这是酒的朋友
，But the wine.
这是肉的朋友
，But the meat.
这是美女的朋友
，And also gold.
这个是奸淫的朋友
，And also adultery.
这个一同去犯罪的朋友
，And the one who sin together.
一同去赌博，一同去嫖，一同去犯罪，一同去娱乐。
Together with you, they want to sin.
这种朋友很多
，This you have many friends.
他们可以共富贵。
They can enjoy with you.
可以共欢乐。
They can rejoice with you.
但是
，But then，
当有一天你一受苦
When they when you suffer,
有病
when you are sick,
有贫穷
when you are poor,
有困难
difficulties,
有许多的政治迫害来到
and political persecution come to you,
一个一个就逃走了
one by one they run away,
一个一个就离开
one by one they leave you,
所以他们不能与共患难
so they cannot suffer with you,
所以你们青年人
so you young people,
听了这些话以后
after you heard this,
谨慎拣选结交你世界里的人
Be careful with whom that you be friends.
谨慎对你的亲戚有真正智慧的眼光看待，有宽大的心容纳他们。
Also have a wise eye, view vision to view your relative, and also with a broad heart to deal with them.
敬人者，人恒敬之。
He who honor people, forever people honor them.
恨人者，人恒恨之。
He who hate people, forever people hate them.
宽容人者。可能得到很多人的宽容。
He who accompany others, others forever will come to them.
助人者，人恒助之。
He who help others, others will forever help.
爱人者，人恒爱之。
He who love others forever, others will love.
这是相辅关系的社会哲学。
This is mutual respect philosophy.
这是人与人之间位格关系的，这个是人格的智慧。
This is wisdom of interpersonal relationship in the world.
保罗一定是一个很伟大的，对亲人很善待的人。
Paul must be one who is good to the relatives.
所以当保罗受苦的时候
，So at the time when Paul suffered,
保罗进监牢的时候
，When Paul was in prison,
他的亲属这两个人与他一同进到监牢。
So these two relatives together in were being imprisoned.
如果你说我要到美国旅行，要不要跟我去？很多人要去的。
If you were to say that I want to go to America and also make a tour, you ask who to go.
如果你说我要进监牢两年，要跟我去的报名，没有人要跟你。
But if you were to say that I want to go to prison for 2 years, who want to come with me? Nobody will come.
口可能这样讲。
In the mouth they will say,
但是不容易做得到。
But if they want to do that.
所以耶稣说。
So Jesus said,
今天晚上。
Tonight,
你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
Among you, there's one who wants to betray me.
主啊，是我吗
？Lord, is it I?
主啊，是我吗
？Lord, is it I?
主啊，是我吗？是我吗？是我吗？是我吗？是我吗？
是我吗？是我吗？
这一个人都讲。
Eleven have said.
讲完了以后呢
？After that,
犹大不好意思，糟糕，我没有讲。
And Judas said, "Well, if I don't say,
如果不讲长，大家一定知道，一定是我的。
Other people will know that it's me.
所以他一讲，是我吗？
Is it I?
他讲是我吗？他说。
Is it I?
狗嘴长不出象牙。
Why cannot say good word for me?
他讲Rabbi是我吗
？He said, Rabbi is me.
Rabbi不是主啊。
Rabbi is not Lord.
因为他从来没有把耶稣当作主。
Because he never deemed Jesus as Lord.
Rabbi是我吗
？Rabbi is it I?
如果是你是我。
If it's you and I,
一定说不是你还是谁？
You,
当然就是你了。耶稣做人不是这样。
Jesus did not do that.
他静静的。
He was quiet.
我们的主真的很懂的。
Our Lord knows.
怎样了解人心里的困难？连仇敌他都这样宽容。
How to understand psychological difficulty of people, even the enemies?
耶稣只把一块东西放在他盘里给他吃。
Jesus put something on his plate for it to eat.
就是一个仇敌离开以前。主还给他吃的
so that even the enemy was to leave people, Lord give him to eat something to eat
反对对他讲一句话
and then say him
你要做的事你去做吧
what you have to do go ahead and do it
不是上帝安排了
not the Lord arranged
不是神预定的
not God predestined
是你要做的事
what you want to do
你去做吧
go and do
你看见圣经记载这件很伟大的事
so you see the Bible record is so great
犹大一去就不回头
So when Judah went, he never returned.
永远在地狱。
Forever he is in the hell.
因为他只能懊悔，不能悔改。
Because he can only regret, cannot repent.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 My dear brothers and sisters.
当耶稣讲这句话
When Jesus said this.
今天你们中间有人要
出卖。
彼得是班长。
Peter is a monitor.
灵性最好。
His goodness is spiritual.
资格最老。
Most qualified.
口才最亮。
Most eloquent.
所以他就站起来说。
So he stood up and said,
是谁？是我吗？是吗？
Said,
是谁啊？
Who?
到底谁啊？
Who?
一定不是我。
Me.
今天晚上，
But tonight,
就是与你一同进监牢，我也愿意。
Even I was together in prison with you, I'm willing.
主耶稣怎么讲？
What did he say?
站住！
Don't just open your mouth.
不要胡扯。
Don't just open your mouth.
不要讲大话。
Don't boast.
不要扯大号。
Don't boast.
坐下去。
Sit down.
耶稣都没有讲。你单单学习那些对话哦，你就可从耶稣的身上学到怎样做人伟大的人。
You will learn how to behave and conduct yourself.
耶稣怎么讲？
How did he say?
我实实在在告诉你，今天清晨以前，
Today, The day before the dawn comes,
鸡还没有叫两次。
Before the cock crows,
你会叫三次。
Why you are saying three times?
你会比鸡多一次。耶稣没骂他。
Did not scold him.
他讲完了以后呢？
After that,
他说没有可能。我觉得为你死我也要。
Even I would die with you, I'm willing.
这种话你讲过没有？
Have you said that?
你讲过的。
You said that.
退休会。
Retreat,
进修会
retreat,
青年造就会
and the youth retreat,
献心会的时候
and the medical dedication,
流着眼泪
you said that,
我为主而活
I want to live for my Lord,
我为主而死
I die for him,
你就像彼得一样
You're like Peter,
今天晚上
tonight,
献心会
now dedication,
为主而死也甘愿
I'm willing to die for my Lord's sake
主耶稣说不要先讲啦
the Lord said, don't say first
听鸡叫你就知道了他叫两次你叫三次那个时候耶稣没有说你到底哪个厉害你跟我哪个厉害
you and I, who is better?
我是上帝儿子讲完你还跟我辩驳耶稣不讲
he said, did I say that?
耶稣是西门西门
he said, Simon, Simon.
为什么不叫他彼得呢
Why don't say Peter?
耶稣已经给他改名了嘛
Jesus changed the name for him already.
你不要名西门
你
名作彼得
Your name
你注意哈、啊、耶稣给西门改名作彼得以后就
After Jesus changed the name Simon to Peter
就没有再叫他彼得还是叫他西门
But did not call him Peter but still call Simon
你知道为什么吗
You know why
因为
Because
他的地位是彼得他的生活还是西门
Because his position is Peter but life is still Simon's life
他新的地位已经有了
He has a new position.
他旧的生活没有改。
But the old life is still there.
所以耶稣不能说彼得，耶稣只能说西门啊。
And Jesus did not say Peter, but say Simon.
你不是彼得吗
？Are you not Peter?
Not yet.
还没有。
Already and not yet.
过程中实现。
Already?
You got the position. 还不是。
But not yet the reality.
还不是真实的。
所以 I call you Simon.
所以我叫你西门。
西门，西门。
Simon, Simon.
魔鬼要塞你。如同塞麦子一样，是你跌倒
的。
我已经为你祷告。
But I will pray for you.
与人一同坐监牢容易吗
？Is it easy to be in prison with others?
不用。
No.
连像彼得这样跟随主三年半最大的使徒
，Even the big apostles, this apostle Peter, who has followed Jesus for 3.5 years,
没有的。
No.
那一天晚上
，That night,
他不要说与主坐监牢。
Not that he is to be imprisoned with Christ.
他逃走到
He ran away.
当耶稣上十字架的时候
Even when Jesus was near the cross.
除了约翰，其他门徒都没有提。
Other than John, the Bible never mentioned anything.
各个他山上没有一个门徒的名字被提，只有约翰。
In the mouth of Golgotha, only this John's name was being mentioned.
说我要与你一同进监牢。
I want to be imprisoned with you.
但是先不，我在家里再说。
I will hide in my home first.
从前日本时代。
In the time of Japanese occupation,
这个中国跟日本抗战
and China have this war with Japan,
那个时候我在中国
I was in China.
所以呢学生老师叫他不要怕不要怕日本是鬼子日本鬼子日本癌子日本鬼子
this, the teacher will say that these Japanese are devils.
所以我们就跟着日本鬼子日本鬼子日本鬼子那么民间又很讨厌日本人
So that in the many people they hate the Japanese.
所以把日本人叫做矮奴啊。
So they call the dwarf one.
The 矮的奴。
The dwarf slaves.
啊，威罗威罗威阿罗。
The dwarf slaves.
啊，最难合理合多，猪没猪最高。就一大堆坏话就批评日本。
So all this word that we got is called
Japanese. 那有个老师说。
So there was a teacher.
日本人来不要怕。不要怕
So when the Japanese come, do not be afraid.
学生就站不住了
So they all stood up firm.
他刚刚讲几句话就说
After a few months,
日本飞机飞过
And the plane of Japanese came.
所以老师就躲到桌子下
So this teacher hide under the table.
在下面说不要怕日本人不要怕
Don't be afraid of Japanese.
但他在桌子下面
But he was hiding
为什么呢他已经学会了一套口才
He was good eloquent、
啊、像我们一样
Like us
主要与你同坐监牢
Lord I want to be in prison with you
真的同坐监牢吗
Truly
逃之夭夭
Well you run away
所以呢保罗说
Paul said
这两个人
These two persons
与我一同坐过监牢
They were together with me in the prison
真的
True one
同传道
True preacher
同侍奉 同荣耀，同顺利，同受苦，同富贵，同患难，同自由，同坐监。这种同工宝贵不宝贵？好不好？感谢上帝。有的人很讨厌唐崇荣。
Some dislike Reverend Tong.
为什么呢？
Why?
不过因为我讲话太硬。
Because I say hard words.
我又不是讲哪一个。
I'm not saying which one.
他以为我讲他，他就恨我了。
So he thought I say he and hate me.
我如果摸你的时候，
If I was to touch you,
你说很好。
She good.
后来呢，我再摸另外一个人。
And I touch another person.
啊，他跳起来了。
Then he would jump.
我知道，因为他这里一粒疮。
Because there is a boy here.
我摸他。没有事的。
So when I touch him, nothing wrong.
因为他有疮，他就大跳了。
But because he had a boy, that's why he cried.
就是这样简单。
So simple.
人与人的关系，我们没有意识的害任何一个人。
For interpersonal relationship, we don't have heart to hurt people.
有的人恨死我们。
Some hate us.
因为这样，我们就认为我们错吗？不是。
Because of that, we think we are wrong.
我们是他自己。
We want to check ourselves.
如果没有错，
there's nothing wrong.
照样侍奉。
We serve God.
但是总有一些真心的人。
There is someone who are true.
会与你同坐监牢。
They were in prison together.
传道人在苦难中间就知道谁是真正爱主的圣徒。
Preacher, when you are suffering, you know whose saints are truly who love God together with you.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
保罗在这里又讲一句话。
Paul, can you say one more thing?
这两个人
These two persons,
是在门徒里面有声望的。
They are outstanding among the disciples.
是为什么呢？
Why?
他们在使徒中有声望。
Among the apostles, there are outstanding.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
表示连使徒们都尊重这两个普通的基督徒。
Which means even apostles esteem these two persons.
名不见经传。
Their name are not recorded.
从来不知道有这两个人。
Nobody knows that these two persons.
一提这两个人，
When I mention this name,
是使徒们所尊重的人。
They're outstanding among the apostles.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
他们的灵性。
Spirituality,
高到一个地步，
不是 high,
连最伟大的使徒都要向他们致敬。
Even the highest apostle will respect them.
这句话给我的感动是什么？
What's touching for me?
不要以为大传道、大布道家、大使徒才是神的大仆人。
Do not think that those big apostles, big pastors are the big servant of God.
有许多好像大传道、大使徒的、大布道家的。不过是名声大一点罢了。
There is some big apostles, big preachers. They are only big in names.
Big in names only.
名声大一点。
在神的眼光中。
But before God,
有一些从来不认识的。
Some God will never.
很普通的人。
Ordinary people.
是肯为主做监牢。
But they surely want to suffer for Lord's sake.
为十字架。
For the sake of the cross.
为基督的福音。
And for the sake of the gospel.
受苦的人。
They suffer.
受苦到一个地步，
连
最大的使徒都尊敬他们。
Even the biggest apostles were respected.
这些人在哪里？
These people
可能就在你们中间。
Maybe among you.
不要因为你不是谭牧师，
You're not thinking you're not Reverend Tong.
你不是王牧师，
Reverend Ong.
你不是李牧师，
And Dr. Lee.
你不过是普通基督徒，
You're ordinary Christian.
你也可能变成很伟大的人。
You could be a big people.
可能变成人不知道。但是上帝永远纪念的。
Maybe others wouldn't know, but God will remember you.
如果保罗没有写下这两个的名字，
Paul have not written these two names.
安托尼古跟尤利亚，
Andronicus and also Julia.
天下从来没有人知道。
No one.
罗马教会有两个伟人。
That in the church of Rome there are these two big people.
但是圣灵感动保罗所写下他名字的时候。
But when God has touched the heart of Paul's writer,
没有人可以把它擦掉。
No one can erase that name.
我们感谢上帝。
We have to thank God.
我们要做一个神把我们的名字记在他册子里面。
Whereby God has written our name in His book.
无论人认识不认识，相信。
No matter people know us or not, it doesn't matter.
神认识我。
God knows.
无论做什么。
No matter what you do.
像是做给上帝看的。
You know you are doing for the Lord's sake.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
在台北有一个手表全世界华人最专家的人。
In Taipei, there's a specialist in watchmaker.
叫做王进龙。
王进龙。
他写一本书叫做《钟表艺术》。
He has written a book called The Art of Watches and Clocks.
用自己的照相镜头。
Using his own camera.
把最好的机器放大到几十倍。
And it lasts a few tens of times of this good machine.
用彩色印出来。
And print it with a color.
一本差不多几百页。
About this one book of few hundred pages.
单单 Rolex 的历史，那是最伟大的照片，最伟大的机器，他自己拍的都有几百张。
Even the history of the Rolex machine, he has taken a photograph for many hundreds of them.
我认识他。
I know him.
我跟他谈谈。
I talk with him.
后来他谈到一句话。
Later on, he said,
日内瓦的手表。
The watch is in Geneva.
精细到一个地步。
So delicate.
在人眼睛看不见的地方。
And places where the eye cannot see.
是完全磨到没有瑕疵。
But without any blemish.
哦，那个螺丝钉，我用放大镜大。放到最后看的时候，它原来是像人的头发那样小。
Even the screw when enlarged finally is like a fine as a hair.
到底怎么做的？
How did they make it?
怎么做到这样细、这样准、这样整齐、这样工整？
How did they make it so well?
而且做好了转进去的，就在洞里面的，没有人看过洞里面还有什么的。
Even the screw, they never noticed that there is a screw there.
所以他跟我谈的时候，
So when he talked to me,
我对他讲一句
话， I told him.
你知道为什么只有在瑞士？
Do you know why this watch is made in Switzerland?
为什么只有在日内瓦？
Only in Geneva?
他说我不知道。
He said I don't know.
我告诉你，
I tell you.
那是归正神学的地方。
That is the place of Reform theology.
那是日内瓦。
That's Geneva.
是 Calvin.
Calvin.
治理的时候。
He's the one who was dominated there.
他把圣经的精神发出出来。
He expressed the spirit of the Bible.
所以真正懂得归正神学的。
So those who truly know Reform theology.
他知道一件事。
They know one thing.
做什么？
Whatever you do,
都要负责任。
You must be accountable.
做什么
？Whatever you do,
不是做给人看。
Not for others.
做什么
？Whatever you do,
都是做给上帝看。
For the sake of the Lord.
他听进去了。
So he understood.
他不是基督徒。
He's a Christian.
后来在他那本书里面，就两次把我的话印进去。
So in his book, he printed twice my saying.
怎么会做到这么精细呢？
How could he be so delicate? They made?
因为他们是做给上帝看的。
Because they want to show it to God.
这本书现在北京拿去印了。
Now Beijing print this book.
而且得到他的版权。
And also got his royalty.
卖的比他卖的更贵。
And also selling more costly than he does.
我的话也在里面。
So my words are there.
是做给上帝看的。其实不是我的话。
Actually, I didn't say that.
是保罗所讲的。
Paul said that.
Only true Christian.With true faithfulness to God,
对神的真正的忠实
true spirit of ethic of working,
真正的这工作精神
can create the most accurate things in the world,
能够创造世界上最精细的东西。
因为不是给人看。
Not for man's sake.
如果你真的相信上帝，
If you truly believe in God,
真的爱上帝，
truly love God,
那么无论在人面前，
no matter before,
在人背后。
Behind me.
无论是人知道人不知道
Whether people know, people don't know.
你里面都是真的
And your heart's right.
就是真正的
That's true.
做给上帝看
For the sake of the Lord.
真正的
Truly.
讨上帝
And it pleases the Lord.
那么这样的人呢
Then,
是令人尊重的
People are respected.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
我们今天就讲到这地方
We'll stop here tonight.
我们继续祷告
Let's pray.